We have a special guest. She's back for a second time. State Representative Melissa Chabron, the Republican from Colchester, representing East Hampton and East Haddam as well. And she is for the legalization for recreational purposes in Connecticut when it comes to marijuana. Representative Chabron, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's great to be here, and I just want to make sure that we are talking about it in the same way. I support recreational marijuana for those over 21. I do not support our teenagers using marijuana.
Say, you know, one of the things that has bothered both Dan and myself, and we've got to bring it up, is the state rep who admits that he has used marijuana and is using it, and he's a state representative. That's against the law.
I mean, I have to say I was very taken aback. He didn't say that. I was listening to your show earlier. He didn't say that in a public hearing, but he did say it at a press conference yesterday morning.
What's the difference?
Because I think it's important just to state exactly where he said it, because your viewers are not going to be able to see that anywhere because it wasn't videotaped in the public hearing. I was shocked. He had it in his written remarks. I was blown away that he would make those kinds of remarks and be admitting that. You're absolutely right. It's against the law, and we should not. Certainly as legislators, be putting that example forward.
Okay, so Melissa, just to clarify, and we're talking to State Representative Melissa Chabron, she's in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. Representative Josh Elliott, That's not a problem. We have dogs in our house. I know all about that stuff. But he didn't say that at the public hearing then, because the newspaper article didn't clarify that.
Well, that's why I'm trying to clarify that for your listeners.
Okay.
No, he did not. He didn't testify that I'm aware of yesterday during the public hearing, but I was in the room when it happened during the press conference at 9:30 yesterday morning. Absolutely do not condone that and was shocked. I mean, as legislators, we're supposed to be examples, and we can talk about issues, we can have disagreements about issues. Our job is to talk about issues that are controversial and that our constituents want to have conversations over, but that is not the way we should be doing it.
Why are you for the legalization of marijuana?
So there's a lot of reasons why, but I think as I was on your show earlier this fall and winter, you know, I talked about the inevitable situation that's going on for us in Connecticut with Massachusetts and Maine now teed up as they have voted to do so. I'm hearing Rhode Island is moving in that direction, Vermont. And I just think that, first of all, to bring the bill forward to allow the first public hearing in the Capitol about this topic, when we know that almost 65% of our residents would like to have legalized adult use of marijuana, that's important as a legislator to provide those opportunities.
What was the turnout like yesterday?
Oh my God, it was really big. Myself, Representative Tony Walker, Representative Robin Porter, we testified together. We were in the hot seat, so to speak, for almost 2 hours, maybe a little over 2 hours, answering questions from the Public Health Committee. A bunch of great colleagues, by the way, who many of them disagree with this proposal. And I stayed up watching the debate until after 1 a.m.
Wow. It was fun this morning?
Yeah, because the way they put the agenda together, they had marijuana last on the agenda. So while public officials took turns, if that was something they chose to testify on, the public actually didn't get a chance to even speak on the issue until much later in the evening, I think somewhere even around maybe 8 o'clock. So a lot of people left. When I got there at 8:30 yesterday morning, the line to sign up was all the way down to the beginning of the concourse. So, you know, if you go onto the testimony, you're going to see, hundreds of testimonies submitted. I'm sure there's more to come.
You know, one of the things that upset me, Melissa, one of the things that upset me was yesterday when Dan was called by one of our listeners. I've been called the same thing because we support not endorsing marijuana. We don't want marijuana endorsed. Called us racists.
Yeah,
have we stooped that low?
That's terrible. You know, I I have a great relationship with many folks up there, and I don't agree with a lot of things that are being said, but we need to talk about this in terms that will allow us to sit down and trade different points of view. And just like in this past election, when you immediately start by calling somebody a racist who doesn't agree with you, I mean, that's kind of a conversation stopper. I mean, if somebody said that to me, I would get up and walk away. We cannot allow that to happen. I'm sorry it's happened, but I have to point out to you, if you watch the current commercials about smoking, about stopping smoking, I'm shocked that is the tone of the latest commercials I see to tell people to stop smoking cigarettes. So, you know, for whatever reason, I guess that seems to be one of the tools, but it's wrong and we shouldn't be doing it.
Talking with State Representative Melissa Gilbron on Brad and Dan, Republican 34th District. Melissa, now you said something before and it strikes a chord with our audience. Why do these legislative panels let the public speak last, and there they are waiting around the Capitol all day?
Yeah, well, so every committee has different rules, and so this committee chose to only hear testimony by order of the agenda, and the leaders of that committee decided to put marijuana last on there was 31 bills yesterday. That's a big agenda in of itself. But to purposely put marijuana last was, an unfortunate choice, and that was a decision that somebody made. And so that was unfortunate. Not every committee does that. Typically the protocol is the first hour, only the first hour, is reserved for public officials. And then after the first hour is over, if there's still public officials who have signed up, like everybody else, to testify, they alternate between the public and a public member and the official. But because the Public Health Committee only takes testimony in order of the agenda, that's why marijuana was purposely put last.
When do you think the vote's going to be taken?
So I don't know. I was talking to a Public Health Committee member yesterday. They told me that they thought that there was at least two more public hearings scheduled. I'm not sure when their deadline, you know, every committee has a deadline to vote to get a bill out. And if they don't vote to get it out, the bill dies in committee. But as you know, there's, you know, nothing is ever dead at the Capitol until the last minute. So I don't really know the answer to that question.
If this bill were voted out of committee, does it go right to the floor or could it go to another committee?
No, it would have to go to another committee. I mean, you know, there's a lot. This is serious policy, and which is why it is absolutely appropriate for us to be having these conversations. But it would have to go to other committees for sure.
Okay. I know you're on a deadline, so I want to thank you very much, and I know Brad the same, for appearing on the program. And when you have more time, we'll get you back, Melissa.
Would love that. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Melissa.